I'm Bob Boylan. I just want to tell you about my very favorite podcast. It's the TED Radio Hour. And this week begins a special two-part episode about something I know I'm all too familiar with. You probably are too. Our relationship with screens. How they change us and how they're shaping our future. Listen to Screen Time on the TED Radio Hour beginning September 11th. Find it at npr.org/podcasts and on the NPR One app. Pretty cool app if you haven't tried it.
Oh, Bob Boylan, it was just pure misery getting into work today.
Welcome back.
Yeah, I know. So this is like Black Tuesday. It's the first day of school, at least in the D.C. area. Everyone's going back to school. Everyone who's been gone on vacation is back.
And the government's back in town.
The government's back. Oh, my God. It normally takes me 20, 25 minutes to get in. It took me over an hour.
Yikes.
To get in. It was just pure misery.
What are you going to do? Perk yourself up.
Well, I have a cut I want to open the show with because it's since it is back to school and work for everyone. This song is for everyone in desperate need of some perspective. And I'll just say the band is Thunder Bitch and the song is called East Side Party.
Go. Hit play.
I'm laughing because I'm imagining playing this while I was, stuck in traffic. So if it was a montage with that song just playing and pounding, it's just my car sitting in one place, different angles.
Hoping to go to the east side,
hoping to get to the party.
What is the deal with that record? I know that voice.
It's Thunder Bitch. This is Brittany Howard, the front woman for the Alabama Shakes. This is another project she has. The Alabama Shakes put out a record this spring.
I've listened to that over the weekend, by the way. I hadn't spent much time with it. It is a really good record.
It's great. That's a great record, and this is a great record that came completely out of the blue in many ways because it was unannounced. Brittany Howard and Thunder Bitch just released it quietly on their website a week or so ago. This isn't the first time she's ever done anything with this project. They put out a couple singles a few years ago, but this is their first full-length record. It's just straight-up garage rock. It's just has everything that makes music infectious.
Bit of rockabilly.
Yeah, rockabilly. It's got hand claps and sing-alongs and the party beat. And, you know, even that name, Thunder Bitch, is just like, we're not going to take any prisoners, right? We're going to party till we drop. Thunder Bitch. It's a fantastic surprise from Brittany Howard.
I think what you have is a polar opposite of what I have. I have calm, contemplative, beautiful, almost lulling sleep music. And so, how about this? You rock.
All right.
And like a two-sided record, you're the A side, I'm going to be the B-side.
All right, well, then let's just go to Givers, the band Givers. We recently marked this is going to sound like a party at all, because I'm going to say that we recently marked the 10th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina, right? And so many people from that hurricane were displaced from that horrible storm, and many of them, because of New Orleans' rich history of with music and musicians, so many of the people who were displaced were musicians, and two of those were Tiffany Lamson and Taylor Garisco. They were forced out of their apartment. They were living in New Orleans back in 2005. They left school. They moved back to their home of Lafayette. And they didn't have a whole lot to do, and they both sort of noodled around with music, and so they started playing together, mostly loose jams, but then they started writing some songs, and then they started adding some people, and next thing you know, they've got this band called Givers. They start playing shows around town, and most of the people in the group got their start playing Zydeco and Cajun and jazz, and you would have no idea that that was the case when you listen to this new song from Givers. It's called Bermuda, and it is from a record they have coming up called New Kingdom. I hear stuff like that and I think, I want to be in that band. I want to be on stage playing that song, jamming at the end, that polyrhythmic jam.
What do you want? You want your own floor tom?
No, I want to be on guitar.
You want to be
all... No, I want to be on guitar. I want to be doing all that great noise. You know, last week we re-ran our conversation with the producer, John Congleton, and I listened to it again because he's just so inspiring. And he talked about how when he was a kid, he fell in love with the way records sound, just the sound of songs. Not necessarily the lyrics or the melodies or anything, but just the sounds. And I think that's one thing that I love as well, and that ties a lot of the songs that I've got today together, is just they just sound great. They just have so many interesting sounds. And that polyrhythmic jam they have at the end of this one from Givers and the song Bermuda.
It's been a while since their last record. It's been like, I think, four.
Has it been that
maybe
long?
Maybe 4 years. 20, well, they did an EP. Toward 2009, I think we covered, and then I think 2011 might have been their last record.
Well, I can't say whether or not they made a conscious effort to regroup and rethink their sound or anything, but it is just a big, bold, majestic sound on this record. They toured a lot with the Dirty Projectors, and there were moments when I was listening to this song that I thought of the Dirty Projectors, particularly in some of the guitar work. And they also say, the members of Givers also say, that they're very influenced by Afropop. You could hear that, I think, in the end, in those harmonies and the vocals there. Really cool. This record, New Kingdom, by Givers, is out. Are you ready for this? November. November 13th.
You mean when it's cold?
Yeah. I guess it's good we got this song now. Wait, I'm still going here. You want more of the, more of the hits,
I'm just kicked back.
What, you know, you've been clutching this brown bag through the whole thing, and a whole taping, and I've been wondering, what is this thing that you're holding on to? It looks like they're, you know.
This is Merlin.
Merlin? Oh, my gosh, what is that?
It's not an animal, folks. This is the coolest little...
Wow.
This weekend, I've been writing a book, and this weekend I finished. And I went out to the store, and I thought, what am I going to do? I'm going to go to a music store, and I'm going to buy myself something.
That looks like a four-string guitar, or what is that? What is that? It sounds like a mandolin?
It's basically a mountain dulcimer. Right, you know, the things you play on your lap. So it's four strings. So it's D, A, it's a little off, but, and then two D strings. So it's basically an open tuning, and you can't.
Makes it idiot proof.
Right, the way the frets are, you can't play a wrong note. And it is so much fun. I was up till 1 o'clock in the morning.
I'm going to say it's about an inch to an inch and a half thick, the body of it.
All maple.
And it's very clean, clean lines, very.
And spruce.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
It really is, and it's very portable and super, super light.
Yeah.
Feel that.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that is really light. I miss those days of being able to play music at 1 o'clock in the morning.
18 years, you'll be right there.
I better strap myself in. Well, I've got one more gift here then for you. Okay. Actually, I've got two more gifts.
All right.
This first one comes from two guys from Michigan, Josh Epstein and Daniel Zott. Together, they make up the band Dale... Earnhardt Jr.
Oh, I've been enjoying this record.
It's a great record.
But now they're Junior.
They're just Junior now. These guys have been playing together since 2009, and in those years since 2009, they have held the distinction of having one of the most ridiculous band names of anybody out there. Just a ridiculous name. And they say that they did it intentionally because picking a funny, crazy name like that meant that they could do anything they wanted with their sound, right? I mean, you don't hear the band name and think, oh, it's going to be this, right? But this year, like you said, yeah, they changed their name to Junior. And when I first heard that, I thought, well, they've clearly been sued, or they've gotten a cease and desist order, or something like that. But really, the reason is just that they've grown up a bit since 2009. And they say that the name had taken on an identity of its own and became more of a distraction than anything. But really, they say it's just because they've matured a lot since 2009.
I'm imagining their record in 4 or 5 years from now. It's called Senior Junior.
Senior Junior. Well, Junior, they do have a new...
And then Senior, of course. We'll just keep going.
Then Dead.
Yeah.
No, Junior, the record, it's their new record's called Junior, and I think it does show a lot of growth and maturity in their sound, and in fact, you can hear it on this opening cut to the record that is appropriately titled As Time Goes.
Put you to sleep. That is a huge sound.
It is massive. Yeah, that's great. Junior, As Time Goes, from their new record, Junior, that is out September 25th. The song with little snapshots from childhood, all about the inevitability of getting older and then the need to change and grow. I was listening at the end there. He says, you know, no one can stay the same. And I thought, they haven't met my father, who says every day I've gotten up for the last 45 years and out of the same side of the bed and gotten in the car and taken the same drive to work and stuck the same key in the same lock and opened the same door for 45 years.
That is astonishing.
Well, you know, I actually find it a little inspiring because he still see, you know, we, you know, some people who just have to be constantly doing things and be in the city where all the action is. Yeah. Can't understand that, but there's a real Zen quality to living a life like that.
Yeah, and if you're happy doing it.
Yeah, and he wouldn't trade it for anything. Yeah. I've even said, you need to just retire. You and Mom move to the city so you'd be close to the grandkids. And he's like, oh, no. Wouldn't have it any other way. Anyway, Junior, I digress. The new record out September 25th.
You're talking about senior.
Senior. I guess I have one more thing. This will help us sort of transition into whatever you're going to put us to sleep with. This is the most...
I'm going to play my Merlin for 40 minutes to a reverb.
Well, you know, this singer, actually, she got her start in bluegrass and folk and mountain music, although, again, like some of the other stuff I've played, you can't hear those roots in her music very easily. This is Jill Andrews, and this is probably the most introspective, slowest thing I've got today. She's got a new record coming out called The War Inside, a solo record for her, and it's just very moody pop rock record. When I heard this song about a week ago, I was just instantly transfixed by it and hit replay and replay and hit replay, hit it like four times. I was like, okay, I got to put this, I guess that's it. I got to put it on the show. And the song is called Cannibal.
Yeah. Nice buildup. Okay.
And the song is called Eat People. No. And the song from Jill Andrews is called Cannibal. Love the sound of that. Love the production. Love the sound of her voice. The melody just sends me. You know, I think if I had really paid attention to the lyrics wouldn't have been the first thing that I would have gone for in this song. They're just okay for me.
I have to say, I was taken by the melody, and I'm a lyric guy, so I didn't catch the lyrics.
It's a great melody. It's a great melody, particularly on the chorus where she, that rising chorus, just so beautiful. Yeah. And what a great voice, too. I did ask Jill Andrews what was going on in her life when she wrote this, and she just said she likes to eat people. And no.
Wow.
It's just, no, I mean, it's obviously, it's a relationship song, you know, the cannibalism as a metaphor for the passion that feels like it's going to consume us sometimes. And she's not a cannibal, not a cannibal, all right? Not a cannibal. But that is the takeaway. Don't eat people, Bob. Just don't do it. We've talked about it. Don't eat people. Beautiful record. Highly recommend people check this out. Jill Andrews, The War Inside.
I've always said that I don't even know where to go. Just this image in my brain.
You know, I think maybe what we should do here is just have everyone stop down for a second.
Yeah, yeah.
Take a deep breath. Maybe go get a pour a glass of wine. Dim the lights, or you know, if you're driving, turn off the headlights. Yeah. Pour a glass of wine. Just sit back. Close your eyes. And we'll let Bob take you away on this side two, the B-side of All Songs Considered. You're breathing in the light and you're exhaling contagion. Just feel it leaving your body.
Every year I try to find something just absolutely beautiful. I like to have my rockin' records. I like to have my folky records. I like to have, you know, beat-driven records, but the hardest ones to find are beautiful records that are not overly sentimental, not sappy.
Cliché.
Yeah, yeah, all that stuff. And the one artist, there are two artists who over the last handful...
No, three. Okay, five. I can think definitely no more than six.
So there are two artists in the last few years that have constantly... done it for me, and one is Nils Fromm.
Oh yeah,
German composer and piano player, and just
calling him a piano player just doesn't even get it close.
He hyper mics his pianos oftentimes so that you hear every single mechanism,
a little
and it's
creaking,
just nothing
and, yeah.
like this guy. And then Olafur Arnalds, the Icelandic composer, right? Yeah. Well, they made an EP called Loon. It's the two of them in a studio in front of their electronics, hands on the mixing console, direct to tape. No mixing other than what they're doing live.
Right.
And the result is this beautiful cut. I'm going to play this song called Four, number four. This record comes out October 2nd. And then right after, without taking a break, because we want you to lull gently somewhere, I'm going to play another Olafur Arnalds piece. This one, he tries to do something he's been wanting to do for years, reimagine the music of Chopin. He bought like old pianos and prepared pianos and all sorts of different things, got a string quartet, has this piano player, Alice Sarah Ott is the one who's playing the piano on this.
And is it Chopin?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't, well, I can't wait to hear
it's
this.
It's his interpretation of Chopin. And so I'm going to play a song off of this Chopin project, and it's called Reminiscence. So back-to-back, first Olafur Arnalds with Nils Fromm, and then Olafur Arnalds reimagining Chopin with Alice Sarah Ott on piano.
Do you remember we were doing a show?
Oh, hi.
Just lovely.
Wasn't that great? That's some music of, well, it's music inspired by Chopin. It is, that piece is called Reminiscence. Sarah Ott is the piano player. Olafur Arnalds is the sort of inspired director and producer of the whole project. It's called the Chopin Project, which came out earlier in the year. I've only just discovered it, so that's out. And the cut before that, called Four by Olafur Arnalds and Nils Fromm, is a record that comes out as an EP, five songs, an EP called Loon. Comes out October 2nd. That song was Four. And
you know, I'm still feeling a little tension here in my shoulders. If you have anything else that
I have someone unexpected who will take those muscles and turn them into putty. You ready?
Yeah.
Chris Walla.
Chris Walla of Death Cab for Cutie.
That's right. Formerly of
Death Cab. Their secret weapon, I always said.
Yes,
the band's
indeed.
Secret weapon.
They recorded for 17 years together.
Produced those records.
He did work on the last Death Cab for Cutie, but no more. He's working on his own music, his own projects. He hasn't done a solo record in 7 years. And so when I heard one's coming out, I thought, oh, great.
Yeah.
Lovely pop. Can't wait.
Yep.
It is beautiful analog tape loops.
Yeah.
Like the kind Brian Eno or Robert Fripp might make.
Yeah, not at all what I exactly the same. I've heard the record, and it's gorgeous. And yeah, the same. I just thought, oh, I can't wait to hear what he does. And then he has this ambient record.
Completely surprised me, and it's so beautiful. I'm going to play a cut from this Chris Walla record, which is called Tape Loops. This song I'm going to play is Conta's theme. And then I'm going to play, we'll go out on this. I'm just going to say that we could say...
I'm going to say bye now.
I'm going to play something with a bit more energy, but lovely nonetheless. About 5-6 years ago, a French cellist got together with an African core player, harp player, right?
I'm sorry, this is so NPR. Say that again.
A French cellist got together with an African kora player to make some of the most beautiful music on planet Earth. Vincent Segal's the cellist.
Oh, this
cellist.
Is the Balake Sissoko.
Balake Sissoko is the African kora player. Well, they've done it again. They've made another gorgeous record. A little more energy and a little not so lulling as the first. They did record the record outside. You could hear sort of ambient sounds and stuff creeping in.
Yeah, little birds chirping.
And it is one lovely record. The record's called Musique de Nuit, Music of the Night. And it comes out, it comes out September 11th. So it comes out now. It comes out Friday. Muscles relax. One more deep breath.
I do that with my son when he's freaking out. I say, take a deep breath. And he says,
that's the extent of it.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Chris Walla, and then Balake Sissoko and Vincent Segal.
Thank you, Bob Boylan.
Yeah, take care, Mr. Hilton. Oh, and this week, we're going to record two amazing shows, and they're going to go up online, so look out for them. One is the ARC, Stan Auerbach's project. We're going to record in New York City, and then also in New York City, Beirut.
Oh, yeah.
In New York
City. Those
are
going to be two.
First, listen lives, and then we will put those up online. Stay tuned. Our newsletter is a good place to get stuff and find out about stuff. I'll be photographing, so if you want to follow Instagram, Tiny Desk, or All Songs is the All Songs account, or of course.
And I won't be there. If you want to know what I'm watching on TV or what I'm doing at 1 o'clock in the morning when I'm not changing diapers, it's NPROBIN.
Or NPROBIN is how I
NPROBIN,
like.
Yeah.
All right, good night.
Good night, everybody. Night-night. Night-night.
Thank you.